I'm Maggie Luller, starting today's reading of Lives and Times with the death notices from the Saturday, April 20th edition of the Hartford Courant. I'll begin with the death notices by town. In Bristol, Robertine C. Duffy. In Burlington, Robertine C. Duffy. In Ellington, Robert T. Clark, Edwin W. Gerber. In Farmington, John T. Turner. In Hartford, Jean P. Starkowski. Rocky Hill, Jean P. Starkowski. In South Windsor, Edwin W. Gerber. In Southington, Elizabeth R. Schubach. In Unionville, John T. Turner. And in Waterbury, Elizabeth R. Schubach. John T. Turner, 76 years old, of Unionville, beloved husband of Diane Cifaldi Turner, passed away peacefully on Wednesday, April 17th, after a five-year battle with Alzheimer's. John was born in Hartford on June 1st, 1947, son of the late Roland and Rita Turner. John is a graduate of Farmington High School, class of 1965. He began working at 16 years old at First National and spent his career working with the company as it grew and changed names from Edwards to Stop and Shop, until he retired on his 70th birthday. John was an avid sports fan who followed the San Francisco 49ers, the New England Patriots, the Boston Celtics, and of course his beloved Boston Red Sox. John loved to help coach sports when his children were young, bowl with his bowling league, or just shoot hoops. He was most known for his years of playing softball for his teams, DJs, and Sears Auto Body down at the Mead. While John loved sports, it was his dedication to his children's team that never wavered, and you would never catch him missing a game, nor would you miss his cheers from the sidelines. In addition to his wife, Diane, of 47 years, John is survived by their children. Friends may call at the Ahern Funeral Home, 111 Main Street, Route 4 in Unionville, on Sunday, April 21st, from 2 to 5 p.m., followed by a prayer service in the funeral home at 5 o'clock p.m. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Alzheimer's Association, and that is in Southington, Connecticut. Edwin W. Gerber, 88 years old, of Ellington, formerly of Vernon and South Windsor, loving husband of 65 years to Beverly L. Gerber, passed away peacefully at home on Thursday, April 18th, with family by his side. Ed was born on September 17, 1935, in Manchester, one of two children of the late Walter and Leah Gerber. Ed worked with his father on a small dairy farm in Ellington. He, along with his father, later purchased a larger dairy farm on Dart Hill Road in Vernon, a lifestyle he truly loved and enjoyed for over 50 years while raising his family. Later in life, Ed worked with his two sons in the construction business. During his retirement years, Ed enjoyed wintering in Fort Myers, Florida, with many anticipated visits from his grandchildren and family. Ed was a longtime dedicated member of the Apostolic Christian Church in Ellington. His willingness to help others was boundless. Ed's quiet demeanor, gentle spirit, witty humor, often with a twinkle in his eye, will be sorely missed. In addition to his loving wife, Bev, Ed leaves behind their six children, 20 dear great-grandchildren, and 20 loved and cherished grandchildren. All are welcome to join his family for visitation at the Apostolic Christian Church, 34 Middle Butcher Road in Ellington, on Sunday, April 21st, from 5 to 8 p.m. Funeral services will be held at the church on Monday, April 22nd, at 10:15 a.m. Burial will follow in the Ellington Center Cemetery on Maple Street in Ellington. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Apostolic Christian Church. The Lad Turkington and Carmen Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Robertine Sear Duffy, 92 years old, of Bristol, wife of the late Owen L. Duffy, died peacefully on Saturday, April 13th, at Avon Health Center. She was born on August 31st, 1931, in Van Buren, Maine, to Robert and Antoinette Sear, and the oldest of 13 children. She is predeceased by her husband Owen, her son Philip, daughter Darlene, and grandson Aaron. Bobby moved to Hartford in the early 1950s where she met her husband, Owen Duffy. They married and moved to Bristol to raise their family. Bobby was a homemaker and mother of five who enjoyed gardening, reading, and strolling to the neighborhood yard sales to visit and strike up a bargain or two. While she spent her last few months at Avon Health Center, she called Shady Oaks Assisted Living Home for over 6 years. The family would like to thank the staff at both facilities for the care, love, and respect that Bobby received while living there. She is survived by her children. Calling hours will be held at the Vincent Funeral Home, 120 Albany Turnpike in Canton, on Friday, April 26, from 5 to 7 p.m. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Alzheimer's Association. Jean P. Starkowski, 78 years old, formerly of Hartford and Rocky Hill, widow of Anthony J. Starkowski III, entered into God's care on Tuesday, April 16th at St. Francis Hospital in Hartford. Jean had most recently been a resident of Simsbury, receiving wonderful care in the memory care unit at the Governor's House for the past 4 years. Jean was raised in Enfield, the oldest daughter of the late John Petrasca and Monica Minnie Dedonis Petrasca's Ruggiero, along with her sisters Patricia and Monica. Early on, Jean worked for Travelers Insurance, where she made dear friends, whom she stayed in touch with for the next 40 years. After her husband passed away, she returned to work as an emergency room secretary, first at Hartford Hospital, then CCMC, and retiring from St. Francis Hospital. Jean will be remembered for her love of traveling to warm, sunny places like Cape Cod, Bermuda, and Hawaii. Hawaii was where she was always happiest, visiting with her best friend of more than 5 decades, Charlotte Oates. Jean will be dearly missed by her children. A time of visitation will be held on Monday, April 22nd, from 10 to 12 p.m. at the DeSopo Funeral Chapel, 277 Follybrook Boulevard in Wethersfield, concluding with a prayer service at 12 o'clock p.m. Interment services will be held privately at a later date. And turning over to this weekend's Journal Inquirer, the death notices by town in Deep River, Marilyn H. Dwyer; in Ellington, Joseph A. Gagne Jr.; in Manchester, Joyce Sambona; in Vernon, Andrew Boyko Jr. and Eleanor M. Phelps. Joyce Sambona of Manchester, 90 years old, peacefully passed away on Sunday, April 14th. Joyce was born on August 28, 1933, to Francis Gardner and James Oatman in Bennington, Vermont. After graduating from Bennington High School, she attended the Mary Fletcher Hospital at the University of Vermont in Burlington to pursue a career as an X-ray technician. Her career brought her to Connecticut, where she met her husband, John Sambona. Joyce and John were married in 1956 in a beautiful winter ceremony in Bennington, attended by many family and friends. Shortly after they married, they moved to Bolton, and her career changed to one her family knew her as best, Mom. Joyce spent much of her time raising 3 children, volunteering for church organizations, and collecting antiques. In her later years, she loved spending time with her children and their families, going on many summer vacations together. She is survived by her 3 children. She leaves behind her 2 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren. Joyce is predeceased by her parents, her husband John, and her brother Gordon Oatman. The family would like to thank Anna, Joyce's caregiver in her final years. Without her love and tireless devotion, Joyce's quality of life in her final years would not have been possible. The family is forever grateful. Per Joyce's request, all services will be private. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Dementia Society of America in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, or the Dementia Society online. Eleanor M. Phelps, 82 years old of Vernon, passed away on Wednesday, April 17th, in the comfort of her home, surrounded by her family. She was born in Stafford Springs, daughter of the late Henry and Catherine Andrelski Rounds. Eleanor had worked at Phelps and Sons in Vernon and also as a yellow jacket usher for many years at Yukon sporting events. Eleanor was a devoted, hardworking mother dedicated to raising her 4 children who meant the world to her. She was an avid Red Sox and Yukon fan and enjoyed being a softball coach for many years. She never missed any of her children's sporting events. She loved her many travel adventures to Alaska, women's Final Fours, Colorado, Maine, Oak Island, and trips to Florida with her best friend Sandy. Eleanor, aka Ellie, Siatsi, Bobsia, and Phelps was always on the go, having fun and enjoying the time she spent with everyone. She brought joy and laughter to all those around her and loved meeting new people everywhere she went. She was known to many as their adopted mother, grandmother, and Siotsi. She was a big part of so many people's lives and will be dearly missed by all. Eleanor is survived by her children, her grandchildren. Her funeral services will be held on Wednesday, April 24th, with a procession forming at 9 o'clock a.m. at the Intervine Funeral Home, 51 East Main Street in Stafford Springs, followed by a mass of Christian burial at 10 o'clock a.m. at St. Edward Church, 55 High Street in Stafford Springs. Burial will follow in the St. Edward Cemetery in Stafford Springs. Calling hours are on Tuesday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorial donations may be made to Visiting Nurse and Health Services of Connecticut Hospice Program in Vernon, Connecticut. Marilyn H. Dwyer, 78 years old, of Port Charlotte, Florida, and Deep River, Connecticut, formerly of Clinton and Tolland, passed away peacefully on January 17th. She was born on April 12, 1945, in Rockville. Marilyn was predeceased by her parents, Albertina Roosh and Charles Hoffman, her brother-in-law, Chet Hunt, and her husband, Richard Dwyer. She is survived by her two daughters, Denise and her husband, Jim, Karen and her husband, Larry, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Marilyn grew up in Ellington and was a 1963 graduate of Ellington High School. She married her husband Richard in May of 1964, and they raised their family in Tolland. Marilyn worked for over 30 years as a secretary in the Tolland school systems, where she was a second mom to students and a friend to many colleagues. If you ask anyone, Marilyn ran the schools. Over the years, she could be seen on the sidelines of many sporting events, cheering on her daughters and later her grandchildren. She also enjoyed her trips to New York City to see many Broadway shows. Marilyn became an avid hiker, where one of her proudest accomplishments was hiking Mount Washington. Her family would like to thank the aides from Right at Home in Englewood, Florida, and Tidewell Hospice of Port Charlotte for the care and compassion she received. A mass of Christian burial will be celebrated at St. Bernard Church, 25 St. Bernard Terrace in Rockville, on Saturday, May 4th at 10 o'clock a.m. Interment will follow in Ellington Center Cemetery, with a reception to follow to celebrate her life. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Tolland Food Pantry in Tolland. Also, if you have time to give, reach out to a caregiver you know and give some of your time to them. You have no idea what a difference that makes. Lad Turkington and Carmen Funeral Home in Vernon is handling the arrangements. Joseph Adelbert L. Gagne, Jr., 92 years old of Ellington, beloved husband of 70 years to Betty J. Pierman Gagne, passed away peacefully surrounded by his family on Tuesday, March 5th. He was born September 17, 1931, in Haverhill, Massachusetts, to Joseph A. Gagne, Sr. and Albina Byron Gagne. Al grew up in Swampscott, Massachusetts, and was a graduate of Swampscott High School, class of 1949. Following high school, he enlisted in the U.S. Air Force, where he proudly served his country for 4 years before his honorable discharge in October of 1953. Upon returning home, Al, along with his wife and newborn son, relocated from England to Connecticut before ultimately settling in Ellington. He was employed by Pratt & Whitney for the next 34 years, earning the title of VTL Foreman by retirement in 1987. Al had a very hard-working mentality that was shown throughout his life, including many years part-time in the garage of Sears and Roebuck, and his favorite side job, driving the Ellington school bus on daily routes and sporting events. He continued to stay busy even though his older years helping family and friends with daily tasks. In his spare time, he enjoyed being outdoors in the garden, at sporting events, or on road trips throughout New England. He enjoyed summers with his family camping the White Mountains of New Hampshire and exploring the beaches along the Rhode Island coast, as well as visits back to England. He especially looked forward to nights out with his wife, country line dancing. Al is survived by his four children, his six grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, as well as numerous nieces, nephews, cousins, and their families. In addition to his wife and parents, he was predeceased by 12 siblings. A graveside service with military honors will be held on Saturday, April 27th at 11 o'clock a.m. in Section 6 of the Ellington Center Cemetery, followed by a celebration of life at the Italian Social Club, 56 Snipsic Street in Vernon, at 1 o'clock p.m. in remembrance of both Al and Betty, who passed away on November 9, 2023. Memorial donations may be made to the Ellington Volunteer Ambulance Corporation in Ellington. Andrew Boyko Jr., known to all as Andy, passed away peacefully from this life to eternal life on April 10, 2024. He was the beloved partner and husband of Judith DeGrappo Boyko for 32 precious years. He has called Vernon his happy home for the last 8 years. His wit was received and enjoyed enthusiastically by his friends. With a twinkle in his eye, he was always ready to add laughter to the conversation. There was the occasional rolling of the eyes. He liked to say he had a mixed marriage. He was a New York Yankees fan and Judy a Boston Red Sox fan. Born in Hartford on July 3, 1942, Andy attended Hartford Public Schools and graduated Buckley High School, class of 1960. He continued friendships with many of his classmates. Andy proudly served his country as an MP in the U.S. Army, stationed in Neubrück, Germany, from 1964 to 1966. Andy then earned his associate degree at Manchester Community College in 1976. Andy loved coaching Little League Baseball and treasured his team's signed baseball. His family were avid Whalers fans and a proud member of the 91 Club. He was a New York Giants fan even when it was painful. He and his wife Judy shared their love of sports. They were season ticket holders for the UConn women's basketball team for 30 years. They traveled to 11 Final Fours and were privileged to witness 8 national championships, plus all UConn sports all the time. They embraced the blending of each of their two sons into a much beloved family. They took pride in their four sons and subsequently grandchildren and great-grandchildren. They traveled to visit their families whenever possible. Andy is survived by his sons Kevin and his wife Suzanne, Mark and his wife Debbie, Michael and his wife Sonia, and their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Also, thank you to all our dear supportive friends and neighbors who were there when we needed them. A special thank you to Dr. Richard Orris and the Vernon Visiting Nurses. You may pay your respects to Andy on May 4th at the John F. Tierney Funeral Home, 219 West Center Street in Manchester, from 9 to 11 o'clock a.m. Following calling hours, we'll proceed directly to St. Bernard's Church, 25 St. Bernard Terrace in Rockville, for a Mass of Christian burial at 12 o'clock p.m. After the funeral Mass, the family will go directly to Maynard, Massachusetts, to lay Andy to rest. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations to St. Jude Children's Hospital or a charity of the donor's choice. And turning over to the goings-on section of this weekend's Journal Inquirer, under music, Xavier Serrano, Aaron Rock in Middletown. Jazz and folk singer Xavier Serrano and guitarist Eric Rock will perform at the Buttonwood Tree Performing Arts Center on Friday, April 26 at 8 o'clock p.m. They're located at 605 Main Street in Middletown. The Jazz Rules Quintet will play the saxophone, drums, trumpet, and more at the Buttonwood Tree Performing Arts Center on Saturday, April 27th at 8 o'clock p.m. Again, they're located at 605 Main Street in Middletown. guests at the JCC can meditate while listening to relaxing sounds on Sunday, April 28th at 1 o'clock p.m. And the JCC is located at 9CT-39 in Sherman, Connecticut. Discoveries in Hamden. This concert at Hamden Memorial Town Hall on Sunday, April 28th at 3 o'clock p.m. features musicians like clarinetist Mia Gribben, violinist Ian Lee, violinist Doris Liu, and cellist James Stuber performing music that was composed in the 19th and 20th centuries. They're located at 2372 Whitney Avenue in Hamden. Percussion Ensemble Concert in Willimantic. This concert, which features Eastern Connecticut State University's Chamber Percussion Ensemble and Steel Band, will be performed at the University's Concert Hall on Friday, April 26 at 7:30 p.m. They are located at 83 Wyndham Street in Willimantic. Hayden and Stravinsky Finale in New London. The Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra will perform this concert themed around the mythical phoenix and the theme of rebirth at the Guard Arts Center on Saturday, April 27th at 7:30 p.m. They're located at 325 State Street in New London. And on the stage, The Book of Mormon in Waterbury. The Book of Mormon is a comedy that follows a pair of missionaries on a quest to spread the word about the religion. It will be performed at the Palace Theater on Friday, April 26 through Sunday, April 28th at times ranging from 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. They're located at 100 East Main Street in Waterbury. Burt Kreischer tops off world tour in Uncasville. Comedian Burt Kreischer, known for his Netflix stand-up specials like Secret Time, Razzle Dazzle, and Hey Big Boy, will perform at the Mohegan Sun Arena on Friday, April 26 at 8 o'clock p.m. Tapestry in New Britain. The Tapestry Dance event at Central Connecticut State University's Welt Auditorium will be held on Sunday, April 28th at 3 o'clock p.m. It'll feature performances by university staff, alumni, and more. They're located at 1615 Stanley Street in New Britain. The Golden Girls, The Laughs Continue in Torrington. This comedy continues the story of the hit sitcom The Golden Girls. It will be performed at the Warner Theater on Friday, April 26 at 7:30 p.m. They're located at 68 Main Street in Torrington. Impractical Jokers at Mashantucket. James Murray, Brian Q. Quinn, and Salvatore "Sal" Volcano from the popular comedy show Impractical Jokers will be bringing their show to the Premier Theater at Foxwoods Resort Casino on Saturday, April 27th. The shows are set for 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock p.m., and they're located at 350 Trolley Line Boulevard in Mashantucket. Randy Rainbow in New Haven. Grammy and Emmy-nominated comedian Randy Rainbow will bring his jokes to the Schubert Theater on Saturday, April 27th at 7:30 p.m. They're located at 247 College Street in New Haven. In Sesame Street Live in Stamford, Sesame Street characters including Elmo and Cookie Monster will sing and dance at the Palace Theater on Sunday, April 28th at 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock p.m. They're located at 61 Atlantic Street in Stamford. And Cirque du Soleil Bazaar in Hartford. High-flying acrobatic dancers and musicians will perform at this show at the Under the Big Top Theater through Sunday, May 5th. Showtimes range from 1 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. They're located at 302 Market Street in Hartford. The Executioner's Wife in Milford. Pantaccino Productions will bring this musical set to medieval times to the Milford Arts Council from Friday, April 26 to May 12. Shows are at either 2 o'clock or 7:30 p.m., depending on the day. And they're located at 40 Railroad Avenue in Milford. Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus, the musical in Westport. Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus, the musical, tells the story of a pigeon who tries to help a bus driver make sure her passengers aren't late. The musical will be performed at the Westport County Playhouse on Saturday, April 27th at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock p.m. They're located at 25 Powers Court in Westport. All My Sons in Hartford is a play that tells the story of a neighborhood that has to reckon with hidden secrets. It will be performed on the Hartford stage through Sunday, May 5th. Show times range from 2 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. They're located at 50 Church Street in Hartford. The Far Country in New Haven. This play tells the story of a family traveling from the Chinese city of Taishan with a dream of reaching San Francisco in the wake of the Chinese Exclusion Act. It will be performed at the Yale Repertory Theater from Friday, April 26th through May 18th at 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. They're located at 1120 Chapel Street in New Haven. Alice in Wonderland in New Canaan. The town players of New Canaan will put a spin on the classic story Alice in Wonderland when they perform it at the Powerhouse Theater Performing Arts Center from Friday, April 26th through May 12th. The show is performed at either 2 o'clock p.m. or 8 o'clock p.m., depending on the day. They're located at 679 South Avenue in New Canaan. And in the visual arts section, Color Blend's Spring Garden in Bridgeport. Guests can stroll through the garden of the Color Blend's house and see flowers like snowdrops, crocuses, daffodils, and tulips every day from dusk to dawn through Sunday, May 12th. The house also contains an art exhibit entitled Kaleidoscope Eyes, which features artwork from Ursa Gallery, which runs through May 12th. They're located at 893 Clinton Avenue in Bridgeport. Ruins of a Holy Land in New Haven. This exhibit at New Haven City Gallery features photos of Waterbury's roadside biblical theme attraction, Holy Land USA. The exhibit is open through Sunday, April 28th. They're located at 994 State Street in New Haven. The Year of the Dragon in New Haven. The Yale University Art Gallery will display 30 pieces of artwork centered on dragons. The exhibit runs through Sunday, November 10th. They're located at 1111 Chapel Street in New Haven. Room in a Box in Norwalk. The Room in a Box, A Look at the World from a Different Perspective exhibit displays miniature rooms filled with miniature furniture at the Norwalk Public Library throughout the month of April. The pieces were created by Vance Alexander Displays, a Norwalk artist who specializes in miniatures. They're located at 1 Belden Avenue in Norwalk. The Lyme Art Association in Old Lyme is running three art shows simultaneously through Thursday, May 30th. Ship to Shore, a marine show by Karen Blackwood, features art themed around the water, ships, and more. The Catherine Lorillard Wolf Art Club, which works to promote women in the arts, will display art pieces. The final exhibition, Then and Now by John Caggiano, features landscape paintings. They're located at 90 Lyme Street in Old Lyme. And that's today's edition of Lives and Times. If you need more information on the obituaries I've read, please call the Chris Listener line at 860-727-9579. I'm Maggie Lawler. So long until next time.